into the business end of the Suncorp Super Netball season, George, with just a couple of games to go. And the Melbourne
Vixens are still winning, mate.
Sitting on top. They are doing it very nicely. But we've also got another Melbourne team in the competition this year. That is the Magpies netball team. And the vice captain for the Magpies netball is Ash Brazil. And she joins us on the line now. Good morning to you, Ash.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Excellent, thank you. Commiserations, last night's loss to the Lightning. You now sit fourth on the table, though, and looking like you probably will make finals with just a couple of games to go.
Oh, it's a big call. Still three more games to go. So, yeah, we definitely have to play different to how we did last night, that's for sure.
Take us through last night's loss. It was a tough one, but having said that, the Lightning are sitting second on the ladder, so they're one of the better teams in the comp, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, Lightning are just a great team, and I think they've definitely stood out from the start. And unfortunately, the game plan we had last night, we didn't really execute. And, yeah, it just wasn't the right game plan, I guess, to defeat Lightning.
Is it a transition problem, Ash?
It's a tough one because the last three games have really played well. And, yeah, unfortunately, we just didn't... I don't know, like I said, it's so cliche, but we just didn't execute the game plan, and it's just so frustrating because you do see how we can play, and to not be able to pull that out last night, I guess for me, it's just real frustrating.
The Vixens 66 over the Firebirds 55 and the Swifts 50 over the Fever 48. The other two games so far this weekend with the Thunderbirds and the Giants playing today live on Telstra TV. I want to talk to you about the scenario of being the second team in Melbourne, Ash, and the fact we've seen it in soccer to an extent. George, I think you'll agree with me that Melbourne City coming in with Melbourne Victory having that established, it's been tough for them to get that sort of supporter backing behind them. How have you guys found it in regards to drawing in on a supporter base that was already focused towards the Vixens?
I actually love it, to be honest. I like to call us the first team in Melbourne, not the second team, but... No, the Vixens, I think for me, they've always been that team that everyone loves. They play a great style of netball. And, you know, you're going to have people who absolutely love them. They've come from the Kestrels and the Phoenix. So, you know, there's always going to be that huge support. And lucky for us, we are linked to a football team. So automatically we do have a few supporters and obviously haters towards the club. But, you know, for me, walking into a Collingwood environment, the way that the club speaks about their team, I've never seen more passionate people. And like for now, I used to go for the Swans and now I'm cheering for the Black and White. So it's quite interesting to see the love and the hate for a club.
Now, you're part of the family. You understand that really quickly, don't you?
Oh, you definitely are, and I love that. Like, it's, for me, I've never been, like, you've always been a part of a team, but to be a part of a club is so much more, and you play for, I guess, something bigger than yourself and bigger than the team, and it's such an amazing feeling, and that the loss, it's so disheartening to walk into the club the next day because you feel like you've let so many people down, but to walk in and everyone gives you the pat on the back, like, next week, it's fine. So, yeah, it is... It's tough, but it is so amazing to be a part of a club now.
It's been an interesting cultural change, I would have thought, at Collingwood down there at the Holden Centre over the last 12 months. Because 12 months ago, they just had two male teams. They had their AFL team and their VFL team. And now, all of a sudden, they've had to accommodate an AFL women's team as well as a netball team. So a real cultural change, and not just thought process, I suppose, but even facilities. Everything had to have changed there for the club.
Yeah, it has, and the boys have been great. Obviously, the AFLW is over now, and they're only really in there for the 8 weeks of the competition and their pre-season, so we don't see a lot of them anymore. But, yeah, we definitely do share the gym, and we do a bit of the recovery with the boys as well. So you'd think we get in each other's way, but the amount of times that you cross paths with each other isn't that often. It is a massive facility, and I know as soon as I walked in there to sign the papers, you do get blown away by how big and how amazing it is. So, yeah, it's been quite cruisy at the moment.
In regards to that moving in with a big club like that, it's been, once again, a change also for Australian netball, moving away from the association that they had with New Zealand netball over the last couple of years. Your thoughts on how that competition's gone this year?
Yeah, I think it's great. You know, I think at the start of the year, I was had my doubts about losing the New Zealand sides, but I just think the competition has just grown from nowhere. We've had all these younger players in Australia step up, and names that, to be honest, I've never heard before, and they're part of a team and they're on the court starting seven, and they're just been amazing. They're young players, and to know that Australia have that depth in the youth is just great for our sport.
Ash, now, isn't it amazing that when you see opportunity or young players given an opportunity, and when they take it, what we're effectively doing for netball, we're giving another layer of talent an opportunity to come up and develop their game and show their skills. And we're broadening the base, aren't we?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, you look at the Australian team in the last few years, and we've always had, like, older players, and you just have one or two young ones step up. But I just think the way that the competition shaping out, and George, I heard you say that you go for the Vixen, so I'm not too happy. you do look at them, and they are a young bunch, and they are playing such great netball, and unfortunately they're holding the standard at the moment, so you know, I'm hoping we come up against them in finals and are able to knock them out. But that just shows you how much youth is coming through, and we have young players in our team who are stepping up each and every day and push each one of us for our spot out on court. So yeah, it's just great for this sport, and I think there's been so many people who were doubting that, and now I think the competition itself has actually proven so many people wrong.
I love
that. George, and I sincerely apologise, but he's a Carlton supporter, I'm a Richmond supporter, and there is no way we're barracking for anything that's black and white.
I know that.
I hear that, but you know, I'm hoping one day we change it, and I think the netball is changing the look. I think we're doing really well.
Now, Ash, I've got to say, and Tony, this is important. For me, the most wonderful thing I've heard from Ash today is she feels when they lose, she feels it. And then you have all week to get it right, to work with your team, with the coach, and to build something. So, and you understand why you put the effort in, because you want to make sure that next week the feeling you have after the game is better than one you just left. So I love that fire in you, girl.
You won by a point.
No, I love the fire. Love the fire.
Hey, Ash, three games to go to keep that feeling going and get it back after last night's loss to the Lightning, and then finals hopefully for you guys as well. We wish you all the best for the rest of the season.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me on.
All the best, Ash.
Brazil Magpies netball vice-captain joining us. What a great girl.
Yeah, she's a good girl. And I love the fire. I just absolutely think that makes a difference. And if you're going to have a vice-captain, no, can't argue. Is, you love it, seeing it in your Tigers, mate.
No doubt about it. No doubt. catching the Magpies, if you like, next Saturday night. They take on the Swifts at Hisense Arena from 7 p.m.